Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on medieval Christian culture, we turn again to St. Hildegard of Bingen, the great nun and mystic of the 12th century. Hildegard celebrated the visions, vividly interpreted the word of God for her contemporaries, calling them to a committed Christian life. She brought her women's insight to the mysteries of faith. In her many works, she contemplated the mystic marriage between God and humanity, accomplished in the Incarnation, as well as the spousal union of Christ and the Church. She also explored the vital relationship between God and creation and our human calling to give glory to God by a life of holiness and virtue. Hildegard's musical compositions reflect her conviction that all creation is a symphony of the Holy Spirit, who is himself joy and jubilation. Her vast learning and spiritual authority also led her to work for the renewal of the Church in her day. Through St. Hildegard's intercession, let us ask the Spirit to raise up wise, holy, and courageous women whose God-given gifts will enrich the life of the Church in our own time. I am pleased to greet the participants in the communication seminar sponsored by the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross and offer prayerful good wishes for their work. Upon all the English-speaking visitors present to this audience, especially the pilgrim groups from England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, Sweden, Nigeria, Indonesia, Canada, and the United States of America, I invoke God's abundant blessings. I'm very much looking forward to my visit to the United Kingdom in a week's time, and I send heartfelt greetings to all the people of Great Britain. I am aware that a vast amount of work has gone into the preparations for the visit, not only by the Catholic community, but by the government, the local authorities in Scotland, London, and Birmingham, the communications media, and the security services. And I want to say how much I appreciate the efforts that have been made to ensure that the various events planned will be truly joyful celebrations. Above all, I thank the countless people who have been praying for the success of the visit and for a great outpouring of God's grace upon the Church and the people of your nation. It will be a particular joy for me to beatify the Venerable John Henry Newman in Birmingham on Sunday, 19 September. This truly great Englishman lived an exemplary priestly life, and through extensive writings made a lasting contribution to church and society, both in his native land and in many other parts of the world. It is my hope and prayer that more and more people will benefit from his gentle wisdom and be inspired by his example of integrity and holiness of life. I look forward to meeting representatives of the many different religious and cultural traditions that make up the British population, as well as civil and political leaders. I am most grateful to Her Majesty the Queen and to His Grace the Archbishop of Canterbury for receiving me, and I look forward to meeting them. While I regret that there are many places and people I shall not have the opportunity to visit, I want you to know that you are all remembered in my prayers. God bless the people of the United Kingdom.